Now, Nancy Pelosi received a reminder this week of the challenges ahead for her and for her party. The leaders of a bipartisan budget commission released a plan to reduce the federal budget deficit. It includes many billions of dollars in spending reductions. The Democratic leader called that part of the plan, quote, simply unacceptable. Pelosi said the final plan of the commission should do what is right for our children and grandchildren. The Budget Commission's proposal also includes some tax increases, and Republicans have not fully embraced it, many saying only that it's a good starting point. We do have a firmer idea now of who will lead the House Republicans. Of course, John Boehner is expected to be Speaker of the House. Eric Cantor of Virginia moves from Minority Whip to Majority Leader. And Kevin McCarthy of California, who just won his third term in office, will become the majority whip, the man in charge of lining up the votes in the House. McCarthy helped to recruit many of the GOP's winning candidates for the midterms, and he's getting a lot of credit for the party's huge gains. Turns out there will not be a battle for the number four slot for House Republicans. Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota decided not to seek that job after all. She is a Tea Party favorite, but also a lightning rod for many of her controversial comments over the years. And she is backing Jeb Hensarling of Texas, who had already lined up support from top House Republicans. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.